All we do is talk in the dirty dollhouse. Yeah, all we do is talk in Kev's dirty dollhouse. I didn't kiss your girl. Oh no, and I didn't kiss your boy. All we did was talk, and when we had sex, only I made noise. I was crying because the love that we made was so sweet.
Hello, all you little dirty dogs and little pups, my K9s and K69s out there. And hope everyone's doing good. Hope the quarantines are still going well. This is the fourth episode of Kev's Dirty Doghouse, I do believe. And we will be getting into some calls later. And just a reminder, you can call in and leave a voicemail to the hotline, or you can text in and send me a message. That number is 419-528-8679. So go ahead and call that in if you have any questions, you want to tell a story, or maybe you want some advice for me, or just anything you want to talk about, and I'll discuss it on the show. It's been a lot of fun. I am going to be using up the last three questions that I've gotten, so send them in. You'll probably be on next episode for sure. And also, I'm just a little bit upset right now. I don't know if you have all heard it, because it hasn't been like well-known or public at all, but all the celebrities that were singing that Imagine by John Lennon, as they were singing like No Possessions and Imagine There's No Heaven. It's quite sad, actually. And I know everyone is ragging on them because they're all living in mansions and have like every possession, everything they could possibly need. But that's not what I'm upset about. I'm completely fine about that. What upsets me is that they didn't get a hold of me to sing part of it. What the hell? We're the brothers. The Brothers Commonplace. We're kind of celebrities. We got like 10 people that enjoy the show. So I went ahead and I made my own to add to theirs. So if anyone wants to edit into theirs, that'd be really cool. It would really make me feel special. So thank you. And we'll just play that right here and you can give a listen to it, and then we'll go right into the show. And before I even get any further, I didn't make this joke up. So all credit goes to Neil Cicierega. I don't know how to pronounce that dude's name. But he's like a comedian who makes a bunch of music and shit. He has a lot of funny stuff. But yeah, this is completely his idea from something he did. But I just went ahead and ran with it. So enjoy.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. And she was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Did it make sense not to live for fun? Your brain gets smart, your fucking head get dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. And all that glitters is gold. Only shooting stars break the mold.
So alrighty, on with the show. And just a little heads up, at the end of it, for our outro music, we're going to be playing a song by Todd Prez. Shout out to them. They sent us a message with a song to use, so that's super badass. That's super cool. Also, I watched one of your videos on YouTube. I saw the hashtag Wildman sticker on the guitar. Hell yeah, brother. Appreciate it. So if anyone else out there makes music, is in a band, doesn't matter what kind, send it to me and I'll play it for an outro. I always like playing local music, or not just local, but just listeners of the show that make music. I think that's super awesome. But speaking of music, there is something I want to talk about. If you remember from the 90s, there is a song called Hey Leonardo. And it is by Blessed Union of Souls. It's pretty catchy. I mean, I like the song. And until I listened to it recently, I caught a lyric in one of the lines towards the end of the song that really upsets me, really pisses me off. And I will never, ever recommend this song to anyone again, which I do constantly, until they apologize for this because they are completely wrong. And I'm going to play the clip right here and you be the judge. You let me know if I'm in the wrong or if they're in the wrong. All right, here we go.
I like her for her. Not because she's fat like Cindy Crawford. She has got so much to offer. Why does she waste all her time with me? There must be something there that I don't see. I don't see. She likes me for me. Not because I'm tough like Dirty Harry. Make her laugh just like Jim Carrey. I'm like the cable guy.
You motherfucker. Are you kidding me? Make her laugh just like Jim Carrey, unlike The Cable Guy? The Cable Guy's a fucking amazing movie. It's great. It's a classic. Oh my God. This pisses me off. And I demand an apology from you, blessed union of souls. I'm upset. The show's over. We're ending the podcast. The show's over. Man, that upsets me. That movie's so good. Yeah, I still like the song though. Just listening to that little bit right there pumped me up. Let's hear a little bit of it again. It's pretty good. We'll start from the beginning.
She don't care about my car. She don't care about my money. That's real good, cause I don't got a lot to spend. But if I did, it wouldn't mean nothing. She likes me for me. Not because I look like Tyson Beckford with the charm of Robert Redford losing out my ears. What you see?
So, I kind of want to talk about something that it's something I'm not really proud of, something that kind of embarrasses me looking back on it. And if anyone has a story or a time that they did something that maybe they thought was funny at the time, but it just turned out to be like, man, you're disappointed in yourself, call in and tell that story. Because mine is, this was back in, I think, 2006, because right after 2005, the movie The Ringer came out, where Johnny Knoxville, he pretends to be a mentally disabled guy who competes in the Special Olympics, which actually one really funny part in that movie is when he's watching movies to pretend to be a retarded guy, he has a stack of movies on his TV, and I think it's like Forrest Gump, Rain Man, and then there's one that's just the best of Chevy Chase, which is hilarious. But there's a band in that movie that they listen to called the Kids of Whitney High. Now, the Kids of Whitney High, I'm just going to read this from Wikipedia. It's an American music group composed of mentally disabled students from the special education J.P. Whitney High School in Los Angeles, California. The band consists of mentally and physically challenged students on vocals, with the instruments played by non-handicapped teachers and friends. And this band began in like the late 1980s, like 88 or so. And I think they're still going on. I think they still do this stuff. But I was trying to find a CD by them. Actually, fuck it. I'll just play a clip of a song or two right here.
There is my dream by the soda machine. I'm moving closer. My heart's beating faster. I opened my mouth, but nothing came out. She walked away and my heart said, ouch. I see pretty girls everywhere I go.
So that is like their most popular song, I think. And I know I'm an asshole. If you listen to that and you laugh, I don't know. Does that make you an asshole? I don't know if it does, because it's funny, but it's also awesome. Like this next song, it fucking rocks so hard. It's actually legit good. I swear to God, I'm not trying to be funny or anything. This song is going to hit you so fucking hard. Ladies, I hope you're sitting on a sham wow right now, or you got an extra change of underoos, because you're about to be soaking. And all the dudes out there listening, it's a boner time. And God, I know you're listening. And if you could do me one favor, maybe let me get laid this year for the first time, and also play this song in the background. And all right, everyone just listen.
I made my teachers mad.
tell me that's not legit a fucking rad as shit song. That's a badass song. And like I said, I'm sorry to get profane and talk about that dirty stuff earlier. And I hope no one finds this offensive. Is it offensive to enjoy a song made by mentally retarded kids? I don't think it is, because I actually do enjoy it. But the moment I want to talk about with you is in 2006. I just graduated and I was going to the exchange and I was looking around for some CDs there, and I asked the guy, because I couldn't find it, I'm like, hey, do you have The Kids of Whitney High? And now at the time, I was probably just being an asshole. I mean, I was going to buy it, but to me, it was just funny. Like, I didn't recognize how great and awesome this music actually was. I just thought it was funny. And the guy's like, oh, let me see. Let me check in the computer. And he types it in. He's like, no, I don't see that we have it. But The Exchange, which was like a couple, I don't know, like the next city over, he's like, they have it. Do you want me to have it sent here? I'm like, no, that's okay. We don't have to do that. And then he's like, The Kids of Whitney High, what is that? And I was like, oh, it's nothing, man. Just don't worry about it. And I see him look it up. And as soon as he reads it, he looks back at me and just gives me this look. And he's like, oh. And I can tell that he just thought so less of me and just hated me in that moment. And it's true. I mean, I am ashamed of it, that that was funny to me. But these songs are fucking rad, man. So, hell yeah. I'm going to buy the album now. Right now, as we speak, I am buying The Kids of Whitney High, baby. That's a fucking lie. I'm not doing it. Maybe later I will. But yeah, I just had another funny story I was going to tell. In fifth grade, did everyone have the sex talk in school? We had ours in fifth grade. I never had the talk with my parents or anything, but this was just one that I remember. So we're in fifth grade, and they gather, like, the boys are having one class, the girls are having theirs. So in ours, we're talking about puberty. And when they asked us if we knew what puberty was, no one knew. But one kid raised his hand and said, isn't that when you grow pubes? And that was funny. So they started giving us these booklets, these pamphlets. And we watch a video about this kid who had a wet dream. And I never knew what a wet dream was. I never heard of it. And a true story right here, I've never had a wet dream. I don't know if it's because ever since I could, I've been pretty much cranking one out every night for the last like 20 years. But yeah, never had one. Even now when I really don't do it anymore, still no wet dreams. Remember that song Liquid Dreams by O-Town? Anyways, we're not going to play more music. But anyway, so this kid, he has a wet dream and he's like so embarrassed. He's like, oh no, man, I don't want my parents to find out. And which I don't know why they would find out. Just like, you could just clean it up, right? I mean, if you're young, we're in fifth grade, so we're all like young teens. You can't be blowing that big of a load. Like, I don't imagine it's like a huge giant load, because I don't. That's not something I've ever specialized in, was giant loads. I wish, man. I wish I was shooting fucking ropes out, man. Like Scorpion from Mortal Kombat. Get over here. I wish I was shooting fucking ropes, baby. Ropes for you. But no, not me. It's more of like you know how you have like a glass of water and you see like a little condensation, a little bead of just little condensation bead roll down the outside of the glass. That's pretty much all I'm capable of. But you know, it's all right. It's gets the job done. What were we talking? Oh, so this kid, he had a wet dream and he's all embarrassed. So his idea, he's like, well, fuck, I'm going to go to the kitchen, grab a bunch of condiments and pretend that I made a sandwich and just fucked up. So he goes in the kitchen, he gets bread, he gets like tomatoes and mayonnaise and mustard and shit. And his parents come in the room like in the morning and just see that he has all these ingredients on his bed. They're like, what the fuck, man? He's like, oh, I'm sorry, I was trying to make a sandwich. I didn't want to wake anyone up, so I didn't turn the lights on and I must have made this mess. It's like, if I was a parent, I mean, I am a parent, but I would rather be like, oh shit, you had a wet dream. That's all right, man. Well, let's have the talk. Let me explain some stuff to you. I'd rather have that talk than think my kid's a fucking idiot who doesn't know how to make a sandwich. Like, I would rather you nut all over the bed and then admit to me you don't know how to make a sandwich. So sometimes just take the easy way out. Just accept defeat. You nutted. It was a night nut. It happens. Nighttime eruption. Night nutters. It happens. Let's get into some calls, shall we? Let's see here. starting with the calls. And like I mentioned, phone number 419-528-8679. You call in, it'll go straight to a voicemail. You can leave a message. If you have a topic you want to talk about, a question for me, maybe you want to tell a story, whatever you want to do, you can call that, or you can send a text to it, and I'll read it out, and I'll play the voicemail in the next episode. So, all righty, here we go. First message.
Kevin, Tim from Grand Rapids.
Tim.
Would you rather have a 2-inch wiener and get laid once a week for the rest of your life, or have a 10-inch cock and get laid 5 times a year?
Oh, shit.
Need to know the answer. Need to know. Hashtag, maybe wild man.
Oh, fuck yeah, it is. Hashtag Wildman Brothers. Starting off with the heavy hitters, the hard questions. Well, the good news, whatever choice I pick, I end up with a bigger wiener, so that's cool. Ah, man, that's a good question. My favorite part is that I need to know. That's a good one. That cracked me up. So, let's see. A 2-inch wiener, but getting laid once a week. That's a good deal, man. That's a good deal. Good balance. I'd be okay with that, but having the monster dong for 5 lays a year, that's pretty good, too. That'd be awesome. At least I could walk around with just like super tight undies on and just sport it around for a while. That'd be cool. Instead of rocking the little tater tot, the little dino nugget that I got hiding in these drawers right now. But no, that's a good question, man. I'd probably go out once a week. Yeah, I'll take the 2-incher for once a week. That way I'm not, you know, because I can do that and I don't have to jack at all. But if I'm only doing it 5 times a year, I'm going to be jacking nonstop. And that's not good. I'm not going to get anything done. You'll probably stop getting episodes of this. The Brothers Commonplace would probably disband. So, yeah, going to go with the 2-incher once a week. Excellent question. I love that. Starting off with the tough ones. I like that a lot. So, all righty, let's get into our next call. Oh, thank you very much for calling in, Tim. Hashtag Wildman, brother. So, all righty, next call.
Hey, yo, T-Bro Nutsacks. This is your favorite, you know, old big brother boy, a.k.a. Rico Deco
Harris.
Motherfucking Harris.
Oh, Andrew.
And, you know, I'm not sure if it's really advice or a fucking question because, you know, my ass hasn't been on the podcast in 6 fucking months. But, you know, you guys like to, mainly just two of you bros, like to remind all of our fellow Brothers Place people out there that, you know, you offer a bro whatever the hell he wants on the menu at Taco Bell. You know, that's just up to interpretation for this other bro.
Okay.
To get whatever he wants. And
fair.
You know, there's the sky's the limit to choose whatever he wants to get.
No, that is not how that
but
works.
But then whenever this particular bro gets whatever he wants, maybe it could be a little expensive. Maybe it's exactly, Timmy, exactly what you got. It was like $30 or something. You know, whatever. Whatever. Who cares? I just want to know. That's just my question or some, you know, some advice from the K-Dog. What's the big deal about fucking getting whatever the hell I want on the menu when somebody offers me whatever I want on the fucking menu? You know, maybe, you know, it was the only way I would come. It wasn't. Maybe the person I was with thought I was fucking cheating on him every time I came out and hang out. But yeah, that was it, bro. That was it, man.
Good question.
Just really helped me out. Makes me, I cry every time. Hashtag wild man. Crybaby big boy.
Hashtag wild man.
I'm out.
Oh, that's our boy Andrew. We love him. We miss him. I see him every day at work and it makes me so happy. But here's the thing, Andrew. So if you listen to our older episodes, you'll hear us talk about how sometimes back at our old job where all of us worked together, in order to get Andrew to hang out with us, we'd have to buy him Taco Bell and be like, dude, if you hang out with us, we'll buy you Taco Bell and Toof will be there. We'll tell you some Toof stories. And if we didn't do that, then some nights, not every night, but some nights he wouldn't hang out with us. So we would make a tradition to go to Taco Bell. Me and Tim would rotate back and forth which one of us would buy him a meal because even though we all worked the same fucking job, somehow we were buying his meal. Actually, you're a fucking genius, Andrew. And so we would be like, it started off with just a $2 meal where you would get like a double-decker taco, a bag of Doritos, and a drink for $2. And we'd be like, here you go, Andrew, you get that, man. That's a fucking good deal. But then every now and then, one of us would be like, let's get the fucking Chalupa quesadilla box, like the Big Daddy meal. It's like $8-$9. And be like, hey, what do you want, Andrew? We're like, oh, I'll take the same thing. It's like, you fucking freeloader, man. You swindling son of a bitch. But no, I'm glad you did, though, man, because we love hanging out with you, brother. We miss you. We love you. You're actually coming over here in a couple hours. Can't wait to see you. I hope that if I have the coronavirus, I do hope I give it to you, though. Thank you, Andrew. Hashtag Wildman, brother. Hopefully we get you on the Brothers Commonplace soon because we love having you there. Next call. This will be the final call.
Hey, Kev. It's Dylan.
Dylan.
What's up? I got a few questions for you guys today.
Hell yeah.
And I'm just going to jump right in, starting with you. In D&D, if you weren't the dungeon master...
Oh, I like this.
What would your character build be? I'm just curious because I just know you as the dungeon master.
Awesome question.
Next one for the one and only Toof. How did Toof and Cassie meet?
That's a good question, too.
Next one's for Spence. Spence, you got a subreddit of the week for me? Because I've been bored in all this quarantine, and I need something. I need something, man. Tim, this one's for you. Who is your all-time favorite WWE wrestler?
Oh, I think I know that. Them.
And last but not least, the big brother boy, Andrew.
Oh, yeah,
happy
baby.
Happy birthday, man. I know you're probably out there looking for Rico Harris, but I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. And my question for you is, when's the next time you're getting on the podcast? Because us listeners, we miss you, man.
Yes,
we
do.
Just hope you come back. And that's all I got to say. Be good. Stay safe.
Yes, sir.
Laugh at the dark stuff. Hashtag Wildman.
Hashtag Wildman, brother. That's our boy Dylan. I love him. I miss him. He's an awesome dude. Thank you for listening. He listened to all of our episodes in like a week. So that was pretty impressive. That's pretty badass. So the questions for all the other guys, I'm going to save those. Maybe if they're ever a guest on here, or we'll do a dirty doghouse, just me and one of them, well, I'll bring that question up for them. And yeah, those were really awesome. So for the one for me about D&D, Dungeons & Dragons, the nerdy game that only losers and acne pizza-faced losers play in their basement. At least that's what it used to be known as, even though that was never fully true. Maybe way back in the day it was. But yeah, it's so much fun. Like, if you've never played it before, for real, if you ever get an opportunity, you should. Because this is what it is. You're hanging out with your best friends. You are playing a character. If you like acting, role-playing, doing voices, just bullshitting, having fun, drinking beer, drinking wine, you get to think of like how to take on puzzles, riddles, solve riddles, do battles, kick ass. It's like the best game ever. It's literally ruined every other game for me. But it's so much fun just to be in. If you like acting, just to act as a character. It's so much fun. And the people that I play D&D with, like if you think the stereotypical person that plays, I've never played with a person like that. Like the group that I played with when I first started playing were all my best friends in high school. So I was playing with Toof, my boy JP, rest in peace. Our boy Big Moose. We've talked about Big Moose a few times. And Big Moose, this dude, Jake, he's someone that I've never really told him, but he's someone I've always really well respected. I've always looked up to him a lot. I always knew he had a lot going for him. He's just a really good dude and really intelligent. He's awesome. One of the most athletic people that I've ever met. So at our school, he was like captain of the football team, captain of the basketball team, broke all the records pretty much. He's had so many sports records at our school for track and everything. And he was the one that we were playing D&D with. So, I mean, no one thinks of the fucking best athlete in the school playing it, but that's really who it is. It's those types of people. Tim Duncan fucking plays. Vin Diesel. So many awesome people, dude. But yeah, so as far as a character I would be, I usually pick my classes based on what the party needs, but I really like charismatic classes. Like, I like being able to act and role play. So, I like warlocks, bards. I also like wizards a lot because they can pretty much do anything. I don't want to get too nerdy and too in-depth because I don't know how much people actually want to hear about this. But yeah, those are the ones I really like playing. And if I ever became like a full-time podcaster, like if this ever became my job, I definitely would want to have like the Brothers Commonplace podcast. I really like doing the Dirty Dog. And then I want to do a D&D Let's Play podcast. I think that'd be a lot of fun if I played it with like had Toof and the rest of the brothers and everyone else. I think that'd be a lot of fun. But yeah, that's something that I would be really interested in. And then the very last thing I want to talk about for this episode is just Rob Gronkowski. So he was a tight end for the New England Patriots, although he retired a few years ago and he started doing like wrestling and some other random stuff. But he would always flirt with possibly coming back. So being like, yeah, I'm going to come out of retirement. I'm going to play this season. But he always says it and it never really happens. And then Tom Brady, he went to Tampa Bay, which real quick, stop saying Tampa Bay. That is the dumbest shit ever. It's not clever or funny. Just Tom Brady, just referring to it as Tampa Bay. It's stupid. But anyways, Rob Gronkowski is now a member of the Buccaneers, which is going to be pretty cool. It's going to be pretty fun to watch that offense. But there's a video where he talks about how he got out of being traded to the Detroit Lions a couple years ago. And he does this laugh in the video that is so fucking funny. Like, it's such a weasel laugh. You're either going to really hate it or you're going to love it. Like, there's no in between. You just got to hear it. So we'll play it right here so you can hear it. It's about 30 seconds long and it's wonderful.
And it was about 2 years ago. I was actually traded to the Detroit Lions, and I called up, and I got the phone call, and I was contemplating if I should retire or not about 2 years ago, and I was like, you just traded me to the Lions. I go, oh, I'm retired. Like, I don't know how that trade can go through, and then 2 days later, the trade never went through.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Trade you?
Yeah, I got traded. I told that story before last year.
Never heard that.
Yeah, and then I was like, oh, no, I'm retired. How can you trade me? And I stayed on the Patriots.
So alrighty, we're gonna close out this episode with a song by Todd Prez. Thank you so much for sending that in. It's super awesome. Kind of reminds me of playing Tony Hawk back in the day. That's the kind of feeling it gives me. I want to go skateboard and kick some ass, even though I don't know how to skateboard or kick ass. So this song by Todd Prez is the only thing that brings me closer to those two goals. Alrighty, thank you everyone for listening. #WildMan, baby.